Milo in the morning. On 102.4 Wish FM.
Ryan Briley, you might have heard him. He popped up before 8 o'clock. He was here so early. He could have got up and started the show with us at 6 o'clock if you want.
Yeah, next time I'll start that.
Yeah, right. Ryan Briley of Leigh Centurions with us this morning. How are you? Okay?
Yeah, I'm good. All good. I'd say we've had a couple of tough results, like you mentioned before, off there. So, yeah we're all working hard and hoping we can sort that out.
Yeah, Bradford on Saturday. So, you got to win it.
Yeah, it's do or die for us now. I was speaking to our physio Candice the other day, and she was like, "You best not lose." Well, I said, "We'll try our best not to."
Very good. Well, it's good to have you in. Here's Ryan in action.
Chance here. Who's got that? It's Briley. Back to Briley. Briley. He's got it to McNally. Ryan Briley's away. Ryan Briley's heading for the corner. And Ryan Briley has scored out of absolutely nothing. And what a pass to create it as well.
Pass. 20 metre pass from Briley. Midyard jumps in on the boot.
We go. A good night, that was it?
Very good night.
What about Monday? We saw you all booted and suited on Monday at this awards do. Lee Gaskell beating you to the player of the year. Did you give him a good doof while you were there? What was going on?
Nah, fair play to Lee. He's a great player, and I said I was the first one to shake his hand, and it's well deserved. So yeah, I'm sure I'd swap promotion at the end of this year for the award.
But you might not be playing on Saturday. I think his missus is due to drop anyway.
I hope not.
Yeah. So fingers crossed. Good luck to the Gaskells. Right, well, we've got plenty coming up. Let's do a we've got loads coming up with you. We've got obviously playing a team from Yorkshire. We need to make sure your Yorkshire knowledge is up to scratch. We'll do that later. We've got some questions coming up from some of your friends and teammates as well. Also, some questions from the Tub of Truth. Do you want to just do one of those first of all, and then we'll get the lines open for our Asda giveaway this morning? Quick one from the Tub of Truth.
What is your favourite holiday destination?
Go on. Oh, that's a bit of a dull one to start.
I would have to say Las Vegas. I'm actually going in October with one of my mates. I would say best mate, but I've got no one else to go with, so I had to pick him. My mate Danny Naylor, he's going to Las Vegas in October, so yeah, that'd be a nice one.
Should we send a news team across there? What do you reckon? Should we come and film it for a documentary?
Yeah,
just a quick question from the Tub of Truth here again. This is your fans are hanging on with bated breath to find out more about you. The Tub of Truth, by the way, it's the only bit of the show, only show on radio where the guests interview themselves and pick the questions out. What's this one?
If you weren't a rugby league player, what job would you like to do?
Yeah, what would you like to do?
Footballer.
Really?
Yeah, definitely.
You fancy yourself as a footballer?
Yeah.
What position?
Oh, striker. I score goals for fun.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Where were you born? Are you not?
A Preston.
You're a Preston lad, so would you play for Preston?
I was on trial at Preston when I was 16. Like I said, that was the dream, and but I'm going to be honest, I didn't really enjoy it.
No, okay.
Especially in the youth system, it weren't really what I expected it to be. It's not the glamorous lifestyle I thought Premier League football would be.
And now you've got the glamorous lifestyle of Leigh Centurions.
Exactly.
What more could you want?
Click and collect with Asda on Milo in the morning.
Right, more with Lee coming up. More with Ryan coming up in a minute. Let's first of all do the Asda click and collect. We've got Michael on the phone. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
How are you?
Yeah, well, all right, thank you. All right, how are you? Everything all right with you in Ashton this morning?
I'm fine, yeah.
Good. Are you heading off to do some work? What are you doing? Tell us where you're going, what you're up to.
Well, we're going today. It's my day off today, and we've got a caravan in tow, and so we have to go and sort it out, clean it up.
You've got to keep it maintained, haven't you? Plenty of nice days in Towin this summer. Have you enjoyed your summer? It's not been amazingly hot this year, has it?
No, it's not so bad, but it's feeling nice in Towin and that, you know.
Just nice to get away. All right then, Michael, well, let's see if we can sort you out with £200 to spend online with Asda. We've been clicking and collecting all this week. Of course, they got their new collection point at Haydock Petrol Station. So to win, you need to recall the four items that I ordered online about 10 minutes ago. So here we go. What were the four items? We're filling the kids' lunchboxes this week. So what did we put in first, Michael?
First of all, is medium wholemeal loaf.
Yes, medium wholemeal loaf. That's 50 quid. Go on.
Egg mayo filler.
Egg mayo filler. Yes, that'll smell lovely. Yes, what else
Oasis
we got?
Oasis summer fruit drink.
Summer fruit drink, yes.
And finally, Munch Bunch Fromage Frais.
Fromage Frais. There we go. You got yourself a £200. Congratulations.
Well, fantastic. Thank you very much.
Me and Ryan were just memorising. We're just recalling our school days with the Munch Bunch Fromage Frais, weren't we?
Yeah, perfect.
And you used to put the tub back in your lunchbox. And you used to leak. When you got home, it was all everywhere, wasn't it? It's disgusting.
It was, yeah. I remember that.
Ryan Briley of Leigh Centurions is with us this morning. Hello to Ian Cunliffe, who's tweeted as well this morning. He's in Salford Royal, H4. Apparently, he's a massive Leigh fan. He's preparing for cancer surgery. So, Ryan, say hello.
Yeah, certainly. As I mentioned to Chris before, yeah, I hope you're recovering well, and like I say, keep staying strong, and I'll hope to see you soon.
Good man. Right. So, normally we do questions from the Tub of Truth, which I have here, but I also thought this week, because I know a lot of your friends and teammates and things like that, so I put some calls in, and from all those phone calls I've made, I've printed off three pictures here. So these are like picture questions, all right, and you have to tell me why we've printed these off. So you've got one, two, or three. Which one do you want to go for first?
Number one.
You're going to go for number one first. Okay, so there's the picture. Unfold the picture and then explain all. Tell us what the picture is, first of all. What's the picture?
Physio bed.
Yeah, okay, so why have we got a picture of a physio bed?
Because I love a massage.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
That's what we've heard that you spend longest on the massage tables than anybody else at the club. Is that right?
That's probably a lie, but I do spend a lot of time on there. Martin Ridgeyard's probably the worst. He's always glued to that bed.
Is he?
Definitely.
Do they give it a good wipe down before you swap over?
I hope so.
Okay, two or three. Which one do you want to go for next?
Two.
Two, okay. Are you going in order? Okay, that's very OCD, but there we go. Right, okay. Number two. What are you going for here? What's this one? What's that?
Loads of mirrors.
Loads of mirrors. Why would we printed off a picture of loads of mirrors?
I think I've been stung into this one. I'm presuming and thinking I'm vain, but I'm probably the least vain person they could ever meet.
Really?
Mickey Irons the worst. He's always checking his hair in the mirror. Yeah, Mickey Irons the worst.
It's his birthday tomorrow as well, you know. You've got to switch him up.
Was it 43, 44?
Yeah, 45 tomorrow. So you're not vain at all, no?
Nah.
You should have seen him before we came on air. I had to say, this is radio, it's not telly, mate.
You get confused with best looking and vain, don't they? That's a problem.
Okay, number there three. We go. Number three, go on. You haven't got a choice with this one, you've got to take number three. So here's your final one. This is, what's this? What's that?
Ah, FIFA 15.
And the team in question is who?
It's Colombia.
So explain that, because I just got that in a text the other day.
So we've got a FIFA tournament at the moment with between the lads in our break time. Yeah. And we have like a World Cup tournament going on at the moment. So everyone has a team, and I've got Colombia. So yeah, I've got the drug cartel playing for me.
Brilliant. Well, the rumour has it, and from several different sources, that you're cheating.
Oh, never.
No.
Ah, well, yeah.
Ellie Goulding and Demi Lovato on with Elliot Holman on Total Access tonight from 7. If you're a fan of either of those girls, make sure you get the radio on tonight. Demi Lovato, Ellie Goulding with Elliot Holman. Elliot gets Ellie and Demi. I get Ryan Brightley on my show. What more could you want?
You got a better deal, surely.
I popped out a second ago. I noticed there are a lot of ladies in the office earlier than they normally would be this morning. That's weird. That's weird, isn't it?
That's how it happens, eh?
Weird, isn't it? There's a new Rugby League PlayStation Xbox game out today. We've just been talking about that. Do you think are you in it, do we think?
I should be, yeah. I should be.
If you could take control of another one of your teammates, just to make them look really stupid in that game, who would you take over?
I would choose Martin Ridyard.
Would you?
Yeah, and I think I was looking at the pictures of him before. I think they've got his weight all wrong. He looks very slim on that game.
Does he?
Thicken up a little bit.
Does he? Maybe there's some kind of feature on it where you can adapt proportions. like your wee people. Right. Okay, couple more questions from the Tub of Truth, and then we've got a Yorkshire quiz coming up for you in the next 10 minutes. Of course, Lee playing Bradford on Saturday afternoon. We need to make sure you're prepared for that game to take on Yorkshireman. Okay, another question from the Tub of Truth.
Who would be your ideal leading lady from either TV or films?
Okay.
So, what's leading lady?
So if you were the hero, who would be the lady who'd be alongside you?
I'd go...
Like your Luke Skywalker, who's playing Princess Leia?
Yeah, Mila Kunis.
Mila Kunis.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of hers.
Of Ashton Kutcher, do you think you could have him?
No.
No? Okay, so you've got no choice. No, okay. I love the way you're digging. You're strategically going for the questions here.
What's your earliest memory of playing rugby league?
Yeah, that's a nice one.
I was 5 year old.
Really?
And I remember having oversized shorts, pretty similar to ones I have now, really.
small?
Yeah. an oversized top, and I remember just being freezing. And it weren't a great memory, but hopefully my dad made me, unfortunately, my dad made me stick with it and... Yeah, look around now.
Oh, you are now. Well, we mentioned before about having trials with Preston. You played in the Danny. Are you going to? This is Danny. Are you going to Vegas with? Is it Danny Naylor? Yeah, he's tweeted this morning. He says Ryan's got two left feet. Don't listen to that drivel. Preston trials. It was. You know what?
I'm surprised his profile picture fits on there. His ears are massive.
Look at that. Which one's Danny in that picture? It's not him, obviously. That's Mike Tyson. Who's that? Which one? The one? Oh, that's
me. Yeah,
that's you. Look at you all dapper.
Put me on there for all women for turn up, didn't he?
Look at that. Look like the Cray twins on that. What's going on there? Lee Bradford, also Saturday afternoon at Sports Village. Ryan Brierley going to be involved in that, no doubt. He's here with us this morning. It's tense now, isn't it? It's tense. You've got to win on both now.
Yeah, it's do or die type amount.
Pressure's on.
Yeah.
You love it though, don't you?
Yeah, I think I've seen it before. If you're a professional rugby league player and then you don't enjoy the pressure, you're probably in the wrong sport. So, yeah.
All right, cool. Well, here's pressure for you. Because on Saturday you are playing Bradford Bulls, of course, in Yorkshire. And obviously to really be... it's important to get in their heads, I think, when you're playing a team like Bradford. Important to get in their heads. It's important that you know what they're thinking, what they're saying, OK? So what we've got... I got one of my Yorkshire friends to record five Yorkshire phrases for you. You have to see if you can translate them into proper English. Do you reckon?
I'm just going to text Liam Kay now.
Yorkshireman, yeah?
Yeah.
Mind you, how long did you live over Cassway? You must have... How long were you over there?
2.5 years.
Yeah, so you must have picked up some stuff. Right, OK, we need some music to set the scene. There we go. This is so stereotypical, isn't it? So bad. Right, OK, so here we go. So let's go for the first one here. You can play along at home as well. We'll give you some options here. So here's the first one.
Oh, fair to middling, pal. Fair to middling.
OK, so does that mean I'm not bad? My preferred cricket stance is middle to off stump, or I'm on the verge of exploding with rage?
Oh, fair to middling, pal. Fair to middling.
I'm not bad.
I'm not bad. You reckon that I'm not bad? Correct, it is. OK, nice, easy one to start. OK, here comes Yorkshire phrase number two. Here we go.
Oh, just dance, Snicket.
Oh, hang on a second, let's press that one.
Oh, just down, Snicket.
OK, just down, Snicket. Does that mean I'm going to the park? Does it mean it's in the alley? Or does it mean don't ask, just steal it, as in nick it?
Oh, just down, Snicket.
Oh. Now, you thought you were going to get five out of five. So, just down, Snicket. I'm going to the park, it's in the alley, or don't ask, just steal it.
Don't ask, just steal it.
Don't ask, just steal it is the wrong answer.
Just dance, Snicket.
Means it's in the alley. Apparently, Snicket is the gap between two houses. There you go. It's an education, this show. Right, here comes number three.
Hey, stop beefing.
Okay, stop beefing. Is that stop crying? Does it mean don't eat so quickly? Stop beefing. Stop eating so quickly. Or does it mean stop kissing me there? I don't want a love bite.
Hey, stop beefing. Hey, stop beefing.
Sounds like a horse at the start of that.
What was number one?
Stop crying. Don't eat so quickly. Stop beefing. Stop shoveling it down. Or does it mean stop kissing me there? I don't want a love bite.
I'm going to go stop crying.
Stop crying is the correct answer. Well done. Yes, right. Here comes number four. So you got two out of three so far.
Well, I'll go to foot at stairs.
Does it mean I'm going to be in big trouble? Is it something you'd say while you're waiting for your missus to get ready to go out? You know, she's going to take an age. She's just going to, I'll just go at foot of stairs. Or is it an exclamation of surprise?
Well, I'll go to foot at stairs.
I reckon that's, you're in trouble.
You're in big trouble. Yeah. Yes, you've been sent to the foot of the stairs.
Well, I'll go to foot at stairs.
Like a little child. No, it's an exclamation of surprise, rather disappointingly. Well, I've got to foot of stairs! So you got two out of the four so far. So this one to break the 50% mark. So here's your last one.
Put wood in tall.
Put wood in tall. Okay. Does that mean that's where you need to bowl the ball, as in Crown Green bowling? Does it mean close the door, or does it mean it's time for a sausage sandwich?
Close the
put
door.
Put wood in tall. Put wood in tall. Put wood in tall.
What does it mean?
Close the door.
You were very quick on that. Why were you very quick on that?
Because I'm sure I've heard Wiggins say put wood in thole.
You are correct, it is, yeah, well done to you, it is, yeah, close the door. Again, rather disappointingly, I thought that was going to be something much more exciting. So you got a little girl?
Yeah, little girl, she's one, Lexi she's called.
So no scraping Weetabix off the floor for you or anything like that this morning, no, yeah?
No, that's not my problem this morning.
No, good, because no, presumably most mornings you're in charge of all that, are you nappy changing all that?
No, you're right.
No, you're not, you've been very honest.
I'm a trainer, I can't do all that stuff.
Okay, fair enough. All right, final couple of questions from the Tub of Truth, and then what we'll do, we will film Ryan doing our magnetic darts challenge. If you haven't seen those yet, you need to go on our website to see those, wishfm.net/breakfast. Jenny Meadows leads the way on our darts challenge with 170. A couple more questions from the Tub of Truth first, and then we'll do that. What do you got there?
What is your dream car?
Dream car, come on.
It'd be an Audi R8. Yeah, I think I'd look pretty special in one.
Do you think?
Yeah.
You have to go in front of your winnie mirrors first, though, wouldn't you? just check that. A bit of a massage first.
Yeah.
Okay. Massage the mirror.
Who's the player in your dressing room with the shortest fuse?
Yeah.
Either, I'd say Tom Armstrong.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, we'd see, Tom was in a few weeks ago. Yeah, he's a very sensible lad, so I'd imagine.
Very sensitive lad as well.
Yeah, yeah. Is he the one that's addicted to Adidas? Is he the one that's got all the Adidas gear? Yes, I remember you saying that. Yeah, he swapped that around.
He loves Adidas.
Yeah, so Tom Armstrong.
Or,
or,
one of our coaches, Paul Anderson. We call him Angry Ando. He's the angriest man you could ever meet.
He had a great hit. Angry Anderson had a great hit in the 80s with Neighbours. Were you old enough to? You're not old enough to remember that, are you?
I'm old enough.
Chris Holdsworth is, yeah. Neighbours, yeah, okay. Okay, Angry.
I wanted to join in with them, but I couldn't really get there.
Suddenly, in fact, while you're getting that question out, go on, go on, we must have it somewhere. Go on, last one more question.
Have you ever asked someone for their autograph? If so, who? You know what, I'm a massive rugby league fan.
That's a surprise, isn't it?
Massive rugby league nerd.
What a shock!
Massive rugby league nerd. Yeah, Benji Marshall.
Benji Marshall.
Yeah, he was okay.
Where did you collar him? Was that when you were little, or
no?
It was
last year, Fui. When they played the World Cup Challenge, took me to the hotel, and all the St George boys were there. So yeah, it was the first time I've ever been starstruck as such, and couldn't really speak to him. So yeah, managed to get.
What did you get to sign?
I had a Benji Marshall autobiography.
That's so cute.
It is cute, isn't it?
Thank you. Brilliant. Okay, so this is Angry Anderson. Yeah, so, well, we'll get a copy of this for him, and then you can play this to him. Yeah, there he goes.
Angry Ando,
he's a real singer. I think he's a politician. Anyway, we're digressing. Right, Ryan Briley's here. We're going to film him doing the Magnetic Dutch Challenge. Thank you for coming in on the show this morning, and obviously we wish you the best of luck these last two games.
Cheers,
come on,
guys,
Lee.
Thank you very much.
Get yourself down to the Sports Village on Saturday afternoon if you're a rugby fan. Obviously, all our Super League action's done tomorrow, so you've got Saturday afternoon free. Go and watch Ryan and the boys taking on Bradford Bulls at the Sports Village. Right, more coming up after 9. Well, 9 at 9 is next.
Milo in the morning with Arnold Clark. It's about getting to work on time and in style. Search arnoldclark.com. Wish FM.